The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And welcome back. It's your caretaker presenter here. Now, people all over the country are missing sport at the moment, especially the GAA, the GAA, Cumann Lough Cleas Gael. And one footballer in Monaghan has come up with an inventive way to keep training throughout the coming weeks. Desi Ward is a senior footballer with Monaghan. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Desi.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Where in the world are you now exactly in Monaghan?
I'm in Ballymay. Yeah. I'm at home in the house. Yeah, I'm not long out of bed. It's been a weird time now.
You're on coronavirus time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I haven't been up out of bed before. Okay. Nearly any day.
Yeah, I love how you say Ballybay. Most people say Ballybay, but of course, you know, that's the local. It's Ballybay. So everyone's gone mad. You can't go to GAA grounds. Some of them are even being used for testing purposes. So what does a fella like you, who would have been preparing for the championship, do? You've no pitch. You were about to go mad. What did you do?
Well, sort of came about with the whole lockdown. We were, I was out on the field, Ballybay football field, just the day I heard about lockdown, and I was out of myself, and I think I spent an hour and a half, and 2 hours out in the field just kicking about on my own, and I just took it into my own hands, and whenever I got home, I just said, here, there's no way we could possibly go and knock, or we could possibly go without football now for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So basically, I just got up the next day, and headed up to one of the fields up the back, and I was just looking around, and it seemed to be a nice flat area, and I was saying to myself, just, you know what, we could build a football field here possibly. So
yeah.
I came back down to the house and grabbed my brother Matthew, and I said it to him about, what do you think, could we make a football field here? He laughed at me, he thought I was mad in the head,
okay.
But he said he'd give it a watch anyway. So
yeah. And the ground has been lovely and dry as well, hasn't it? So it's kind of a handy.
It's been perfect, like it's ideal. Funny, I had said it to my own mum and dad about maybe getting a roller from the neighbour as well to see could we roll the pitch. And they were saying it should be far too hard at the minute to roll it, but anyway, I went about it anyway and rang the neighbour and said, you know what, we're going to roll this no matter what.
Now, Desi, I know you're just out of the bed. Maybe you're still in the bed, but hold the phone there now as close as you can. I mean, you're doing a lot of, you're fidgeting around because your gym is closed. You're raring to get out. But anyway, so did you have to cut the grass first and then roll it out?
No, so we have sheep and cattle on our farm here.
Ah.
So the sheep, we call them the lawnmowers here, but they've been keeping the grass rightly down.
Okay.
So,
so
all we have to do is...
It's Husqvarna sheep. Okay, very good.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was just straight into rolling. So I got on to the neighbour, and myself and Matthew headed up in the tractor and came back and just... started to Matthew's. There's a couple of videos going around. Matthew had sent out that it was the first time I put wellies on, and I actually had to get him to show me how to drive the tractor. So that's not a great thing for a farmer.
And what about the goalposts?
Yeah, so the goalposts. Whenever we opened the gym, actually back in October of 2018, I remember that we were clearing out the gym, and there was an old set of the juvenile goalposts in one of the sheds.
Uh-huh.
And so it just dawned on me, actually, as I was rolling the pitch, I was like, Jesus, there's a set of goalposts in there. I wonder would the club mind me taking them. So I got on to our caretaker, Brendan, and he was happy enough for me to head in. We got put on the horse box onto the jeep and away in and picked them up, so we did. So worked out perfect.
Right, okay. And did you do white lines and all that on the pitch?
Yeah, so that was actually a funny story too. My ones all thought I was totally mad doing this. So Dad, for the crack, left up an old bag of flour up to the pitch, and he knew rightly that I would try to make a couple of lines with the flour. And so I went about just making a penalty area, basically. So I marked out a wee penalty area, and it actually looked perfect. So yeah. I ended up going about it, saying to myself, I'm going to have to get something else to do the whole lot here. And I ended up, we ended up going and getting lime from one of the hardware stores.
Lime, okay.
Yeah.
So you but anyway, you got it done. You have your pitch, so you're happy out.
Yep.
One of the texts, Desi, says, how did you get a flat field in the Stony Grey soils, in the Stony Grey Hills, says Maureen, from Mohill. We've been slagged by Mohill. That's bad. Listen, enjoy it. Enjoy
much.
It, and we hope to see you back on the football field as soon as we can.
Thanks very much. Could I just give one quick
shout out? Do, very quickly.
We're big shout out to everyone in Ballybay who is keeping everything under wraps with... Mine and everything for the COVID-19, and also
yes.
Clodagh, who is on the front line working away up in Belfast, and all the nurses as well that are doing
brilliant.
Such a good job for everyone. So,
hop Ballybay, good luck. Look after yourself,
thank
Desi.
You, thank you. All right.
You get up for a few hours every day. Great to hear. Thanks a million. Thank you all very much for your texts. A couple of people enjoying the old Gaeilge, but it's just gone 10 o'clock, so we have to hand over now to the Bowl Today with SOR.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.